resurrection of the death. In the first place, I have passed on to you what I myself received, that Christ died for our sins, as Scripture says, that He was buried, that He was raised on the third day, according to the Scriptures, that He appeared to Cephas and then to the 12. Afterwards, He appeared to more than 500 brothers and sisters together. Most of them are still alive, although some have already gone to rest. Then He appeared to James, and after that to all the apostles. And last of all, He appeared to the most despicable of them. This is to me. Now, whether it was I or they, this we preach, and this you have believed. If there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ has not been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is empty, and our belief comes to nothing. But no, Christ has been raised from the dead, and He comes before all those who have fallen asleep. A human being brought death. A human being also brings resurrection of the dead. All die for being Adams, and in Christ all will receive life.